gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. This is John Fugelsang filling in for Steph and broadcasting live from the Revolution 880 in beautiful Asheville, where the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Tour is hitting tomorrow night. Tickets are still on sale. You can come see the Sexy Liberal Tour with myself, Hal Sparks, and our glorious headliner, Ms. Stephanie Miller. We'll be taking over Asheville for the whole weekend, and if you're in the area, we hope to see you there. It's going to be a great show at the Asheville Civic Center. Again, I'm John Fugelsang filling in for the day along with Mr. Chris Lavoie from Steph West.
Bonjour.
Good morning, Chris.
Bonjour.
Did you enjoy the debate last night?
Yeah, except for them booing the gay soldier.
Can you believe it? If only that gay soldier had been in a coma dying, they might have cheered him.
Yeah. If he were being executed, they would have cheered him.
I'll tell you, I can't wait till the GOP runs everything and they can go back to calling the unemployed the lazy. It'll be really good for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you were watching last night's GOP debate and your drinking game word was Bin Laden, middle class, or Bush, you're still sober.
Yeah.
So congratulations. It was a great, great debate. We have a lot to talk about. It's been a huge week from, my God, look, when was there a week with this much news packed into it, Chris? You've got Obama with Israel. You've got Obama with this bringing back the tax increase the majority of Americans want on
yep.
the upper 1%. You've got REM breaking up.
Absolutely.
You've got, my God, me being in Fox News with Oliver North and Michelle Malkin and Dana Perino on Monday. I've got some funny stories about that. But you know the best possible thing about this week?
What?
That I get to be here with the sexiest audience in the history of radio and bring in a very special guest in the very first block. Welcome to the Stephanie Miller Show, Miss Stephanie Miller.
I am on my way to the airport in Los Angeles and already drunk and getting ready to dive into the cesspool of sin and do the backstroke. John, let me just defend the Republican audience. There was not as much cheering as if someone had suggested executing a gay soldier or perhaps letting him die uninsured. So
good point.
It's not like, yeah, when the soldier came up, all of us, Lisa and my friends were never like, oh, he's gay, because no straight guy has arms like that. And then, and then we're like, see, he's gay. And then we're like, oh, my God, they're booing him.
They were booing him. I couldn't believe it. And you know, Chris and I were talking about this before we began. You'd expect to see one of these patriots on stage stand up and say, hey, you punks, this guy is putting on the uniform of your nation to defend your freedoms, and you're booing him? No one. The moderators
yeah.
didn't defend it. I give the guy a lot of credit. I thought Megyn Kelly almost showed a nodding wink towards respecting him in her introduction, but generally it was just complete contempt for a U.S. serviceman.
Yeah, and I think one thing that remains true is Rick Santorum remains and will always be a douche canoe.
Yeah. Well, yes. Also, Megyn Kelly understands who does her hair at the Fox News studio,
yeah,
so she doesn't want to piss off the gays.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't mess with hair and makeup, my friend.
No, Rick Santorum clearly doesn't have gaydar in the makeup room.
Right.
So, Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang, I'm on the way, and you and I and my girlfriend Lisa and your lovely wife will be having dinner with my 87-year-old Republican mother tonight.
I'm very excited. Yeah, Roland has to miss that. Our tour booker, his flight was canceled, so it's going to be wonderful. Asheville is so stunningly beautiful. I heard a lot about Asheville. I keep hearing
this is
where all the New Yorkers move to. My brother's moving here next year, but it is stunning.
Yeah, it really is. And I've already done the pre-work with my mother. It was about a half-hour explanation. I said, Mom, we're having dinner with John Fugelsang tonight. Oh, dear, who's that now? I'm like, Mom, remember I told you like 75 times that he's the one that I do the show with? Oh, dear, now what does he do? I'm like, he does the show with me. Oh, dear, now where does he do that? Well, with me, Mom. Now, does he perform in New York? Yes, Mom, but also with me on the road on this tour. Oh,
your
dear,
mom
well,
is going to love me so much. I'm going to have your mom in the Green Party by the time this dinner's over. I'm going to have your mom voting for Nader and enraging Democrats by the time this dinner's over.
Yes, I'm still trying to talk her down from going tomorrow night because, as you know, my act will have to change significantly.
I know. Well, that's the challenge. Folks out there in radio land listening, if you don't know, Stephanie Miller does frankly, it's a filthy show. It's just disgusting.
She's wanted all her life for me to be Rita Rudner. That's all she's ever hoped for.
Well, you're kind of like Rita Rudner on Tainted Roofies.
What's that?
You're kind of like Rita Rudner on Tainted Roofies.
Yes. She's like, yes. I don't, that nice Rita Rudner doesn't work blue, and she wears a dress.
I know. I'm wondering if you and Hal will be demonstrating what teabagging is for the audience, if
yes.
your mother's in the
actually,
house.
Actually, what will be more entertaining for the audience is my mom's conversation with Hal after the show. But I certainly did enjoy the part where you put your testicles in my daughter's face. That part is... I'm used to that from the Republican Country Club. They do that dinner show almost every night.
Well, Kris Jenner has to say that every time one of her daughters makes another sex tape, so I guess she's in good company. It's going
to
be great.
I'm going to let you go. I'm getting to the airport. I will see you tonight.
Okay.
And we will see Asheville, North Carolina for the Sexy Liberal Show tomorrow night. We can't wait.
Safe travels. Give my love to Lisa, and I'll see you guys tonight.
Oh, I will.
Oh, boy.
All righty.
I'll see you in person just a little later tonight.
Oh, God.
Goodbye, Don.
I will now be speechless for the next 3 hours. Thank you, Stephanie.
Bye, Steph.
You know, Kris, the most fun thing about this show is seeing how much fun Stephanie has on stage. Because I when I was growing up in the late 50s, I used to love seeing Stephanie Miller do stand-up.
Uh-huh.
You know, we all loved her on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah,
when she'd come
absolutely.
On after Jose Jimenez. And
Topo Gigio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, no, I loved Steph as a stand-up, and I did a benefit show for her in Hollywood a couple years ago, and she brought the house down. I mean, she was such a riot, and so I've been spending so much time saying, you know, Stephanie, go on stage, and half the reason I talked her into doing this crazy tour was because I just wanted to see her, you know, bringing the house down.
Yeah, yeah.
She's so, when she's having fun on stage, she's one of my favorite people to watch. And one of the great pleasures of this is seeing when Stephanie just lets loose on stage. And, you know, she improvs so much. She's incredibly physical as a comedian. And
she's not held back by the FCC.
She's not held back. No, no. Actually, the FCC is in a trauma ward when they see her show. It's filthy. It's just, my mother will never be invited to this show. Stephanie makes me want to go off and join a Mennonite commune. But it's worth it, and it's I'm very happy to have Hal joining us again. Of course, Hal was in Scotland over the month of August, so the great and brilliant Aisha Tyler came and performed with us, and we had a lot of fun. And now Hal's back, so I'm very excited to see him again and to get him back on stage, because what we do here in this Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, folks, when we come to your town, is you get three national headlining sets. We all do our own sets, and then Stephanie does a Q&A with the audience, so it's a lot like the radio show. She takes people's questions, and it's very passionate, very smart, very fun. It's sort of like a headlining stand-up set meets a political town hall, and then we all come out on stage for the end in a panel, which is just like Comedy Olympics, because we're sitting there together, and Steph will run through topics, and we are improving and riffing and topping each other, and it's really one of the most fun comedic challenges for me. It's very rare that stand-ups get on stage together and bounce back and forth. I did it with Saget once for half an hour at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard.
Very cool.
Joyful.
Yeah.
And we have such a good time every time, and the audience does too. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and read the Twitter comments after our shows, because we don't get bad reviews. People really love this show. You know, if you want to have an entertaining night that's also inspiring, that reminds you, hey, you know, we're the progressives, and no one sets out to be a liberal. No one says, hey, I want to take points of view that are unpopular and ahead of my time and have guys with bald eagle fetishes tell me I'm not patriotic enough.
Yeah.
But every now and then, people realize, hey, wait, I'm moral, I'm smart, I'd rather my tax dollars help people here than blow them up over there. And my taste in music doesn't suck. I'm a liberal.
Yay!
So this show is for you. It's also turning into a dating service for liberals, too, because a lot of people who live in towns where you're afraid to have your Obama bumper sticker on your car get to come to this show and meet like-minded individuals. And it's really been a lot of fun. And Steph lets me criticize Obama, too. Not criticize Obama, criticize certain policy choices he's made. Because some of us believe in what Obama said back in Netroots Nation 2010, stay on my case, hold my feet to the fire. So,
right.
You know, I do believe the Democratic Party and liberals can walk and chew gum at the same time, and we can not necessarily support everything Obama does, but totally support his reelection and his administration. So there we go.
There you go.
Which is why it was fun to watch the show last night, because, my God, did you love the debate, Kris? There's so much to begin with. I don't even know where to start. First off, I know you have some sound clips up. Can you play that Michelle Bachmann? Because I think this is a great way to kick off the morning.
Yeah, let's, here we go.
We are going to take the country back!
Ew.
Take the country back.
From?
Back to the Bush economy.
Oh!
Because, you know, when they complain about zero job growth for Barack Obama in the month of August, that's 750,000 jobs more than when he took over from Bush. And these people forget about that. When Bush took, when Bush was leaving office, we were losing 750,000 jobs a month. So zero job growth is actually a vast improvement over when the Republicans were in charge.
When are you going to stop blaming Bush? When are you going to stop blaming Bush?
You get that a lot? Do you folks listening get that a lot? You get a lot of the people saying, hey, liberal, you've been in the office for 2.5 years now. When are you going to stop blaming Bush? You know, here's what you say. When are you going to start? When are you, the party of personal responsibility, going to take responsibility for what Bush did? And not even Bush, because Bush was just, he was just the headstone. Bush was just the hood ornament on the car the neocons were driving. I mean, blaming Bush for this is like blaming Pinocchio because Geppetto was a creep.
Yeah.
It's really all about these policies that are still in place. So when Michelle Bachmann says, we're going to take the country back, no, no. We're going to take the country forward. That's what it's all about.
Yep. And we're going to progress, if you will.
Oh, my God. I guess that's what it means.
Well,
I mean, do you get astonished that these people were the party who supported cutting taxes for millionaires while waging two wars? You do that, you don't get to call yourself conservative. You don't get to call yourself patriotic or fiscally sound. We didn't see anyone last night with any ideas at all that would actually help the economy. We just saw people who want to do exactly what Bush did and call it something different. Can you play that next cut from Michelle Bachmann, Chris?
I would go over to the Department of Education. I'd turn out the lights. I'd lock the door. And I'd send all the money back to the state and locality.
Did we get an IM during that?
No, that was her signal to stop.
I know. Could you guys listening last night believe the new sound effect? I mean, I think it's great that Google, you know, gets the...
that is the Google Talk IM signal.
I kept thinking people were trying to talk to me the whole time. People were watching that debate and running to their laptops to see who's saying hi, because the whole time... It was hilarious. I don't think we'll hear that sound effect used again. It was so disorienting as it went on. I mean, there's wackier sounds they could use. But yeah, it was hilarious. Now, of course, there's Michelle Bachmann saying we want to shut down the Department of Education. These are profoundly ignorant people fighting to shut down the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone care? Does anyone care about competing anymore with other countries in education? Here's my point. If you're a patriot, if you love this country, don't you think America deserves to have the greatest public school system in the history of the world? Do you really want to have a nation of ignorant, mouth-breathing consumers, or do you want to have informed, critically thinking citizens? That's the debate. And when I hear these guys talking about taking down the Department of Education, folks, look at where our math scores are. Look where our science and reading scores are compared to our allies. If I was president, I'd be launching money out of cannons at the Department of Public Education, and I'd be getting a greater oversight committee over to make sure the money wasn't wasted. But when you hear these guys attacking those all-powerful teachers' unions, it's just chilling. And they're not patriots, folks.
Nope.
Did you have a favorite moment last night, Chris?
Not really a favorite moment, no. But you know, the most chilling moment was them booing that soldier.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have the clip? Let's
Well, let's take a break and we'll play it when we come back. How about that?
Oh, you take all my fun away.
I know. it's what we call in this business a tease.
We have a great show coming up today. Hal Sparks will be joining us. Tina Dupuy of Crooks and Liars. Chris Hayes of MSNBC, my pal. I was on his permission.